The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Joining us on the show right now, I have Mr. Jamel Hunt. Mr. Hunt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jody.
All right, Jamel, so tell us, you are a young person and you have decided to present yourself for office. What party are you from and what area do you would you like to represent?
Most definitely. Firstly, let me say thank you so much for having me and good morning to Trinidad and Tobago. My name is Jamel Hunt. I am the candidate for Trinity Maloney representing the Patriotic Front.
So Jamel, what's your age?
I'm 28 years old, Jody.
You are a young person. What made you decide to present yourself for office?
You know, firstly, as a young person, I do believe in fighting for something that is bigger than yourself. Hence, representing the party, the Patriotic Front. Being a patriot is actually being somebody who fights for something that is bigger than yourself. Standing up, because I do believe that in order to see the change that we want to see in society, we need to first stand up and be that change.
That sounds good. Now, within your area, would you say that food security, agriculture is important to the population for the choices that they're making?
Most definitely, Jody, because we need to eat. You know, agriculture and food security is actually one of the utmost priorities in a country. We need to ensure that our population has food on the shelves, and not just food on the shelves, but food in the households and food in our bellies. So that is so important for our country, Jody.
Within your area, how much farming is done right now? And do you think there's potential to increase the amount of farming?
You know, within Trinity Maloney, there are a lot of underutilized land. I mean, we understand that, for example, in the Maloney area in particular, there's a lot of vertical living. When I say vertical living, there's a lot of buildings in Maloney, 21 buildings in Maloney. And there is enough land space, whereas we can implement a little more farming. I know a lot of different farms, you know, some persons have personal house gardens and stuff like that, but not enough that it can sustain the community.
Right. What about youth in the area who may be saying that we are looking for jobs and we can't get? Do you think they would be interested in considering agriculture as a way of employment?
Most definitely, actually, because, you know, on my walks throughout the constituency, more so in Maloney, there are a lot of young people who are interested in farming. There are a lot of young people who are not just interested in, you know, what we consider the traditional farming, but they are interested, they are certified, and they are qualified in the different methods of agriculture. So I have a lot of young people, even some in the buildings, that they are interested in doing things like hydroponics, aquaponics. So there are a lot of young people now that are not just interested in farming for the traditional point of view, but interested in farming from a business point of view. So yes.
Being interested then, what would you say are some of the barriers that are preventing them from entering the industry right now?
You know, there are a lot of challenges that is affecting them from entering that industry, you know. One of them more so is things like irrigation. We're talking about challenges like storage, access to finance, which you mentioned earlier. Because when you go to these commercial banks, you know, there's a lot of risk attached to agriculture and farming. So they don't have that sufficient access to finance or even consistent markets. We know that throughout Trinidad and Tobago, you know, one of our biggest challenges we face is that we've become a nation that imports more than we used to grow. We're spending over $6 billion a year, Jody, as you would know, importing food. And a lot of basic items that we used to even grow, things like tomatoes. I know you are very versed in the cassava industry. And some, Jody. So these are just some of the challenges that are facing the industry, especially within our constituency as well.
When I went to Guyana a couple months ago, what I saw was within many communities, they set up small processing stations that people could come in, rent for very small amounts, sometimes nothing at all. In it, it's very simple. You have no blenders, you have like stoves, you have bottling machines, you have freezers. Do you think, I mean, one of the problems that I always see people saying is that, yes, I want to produce something for sale, but I can't do it at home and get a certificate to sell it. So what do you think about the idea of putting a community processing area that people can share and access, and even if they're not a farmer, have products that they can then put out to sell legally with certificates to the open market?
Jody, you know, I've been listening to your conversation earlier, and I was so intrigued by some of these solutions that you mentioned, because a lot of these solutions that you mentioned actually ties into part of our manifesto. And firstly, let me say that that is a fantastic idea. Part of the solution that I have for my constituency in particular, you know, we intend to create agro-processing hubs to reduce spoilage and add value to the industry. Youth enterprise zones where young people can get land access, share capital, and shared tools. So I do agree that having a facility of sorts may be able to benefit my community, and not just my community, but Trinidad and Tobago. Because as you know, Jody, there are a lot of different constituencies that have a lot more land space than some of these urban communities. I know you mentioned, you know, we have just over about 25,000 hectares of land space that is more so for agriculture. And I think that, you know, having that space, having this facility of sorts, may be able to benefit communities and the country at large.
Because, you know, the Trincity area, that entire belt, if I remember correctly, that was some of the most arable land that we had in Trinidad.
Most definitely, yes.
You know, and I think a lot of it ended up going into housing.
Commercial buildings, uses. Yes.
You know, so I would hope that still we can do something in those areas. What about the concept of community gardens? Do you think at all that is possible?
Jody, that is so possible, especially, you know, we want to keep up with the times. You know, I've heard a lot of people on the ground having walks, while I was having walks within the constituency. A lot of these persons were talking about vertical farming, because we have vertical housing. So why not introduce these vertical farming zones and buildings? Community farming is something that's so important. If you walk through the constituency of Maloney in particular, behind and probably on the side of every building, there's a land space that is underutilized. There's a land space that the persons within the buildings can benefit from an agriculture point of view. And when you have these young people that are interested, I actually went to one of the buildings and I saw, you know, a young two young guys. They introduced, you know, little seasoning and stuff like that. They have some chickens and stuff like that they are, you know, that they have run right there for the benefit of the buildings right around. And I thought that to be so fantastic. If we as a community can think on that community level and for community, we could only benefit the country at large.
So if we do not create changes in the sector, what do you think will be the ultimate result?
So the ultimate result of not diversifying the sector would lead to undernourished population, a population or us even having to spend a lot more money that we are currently spending than we are currently spending on our food import bill. We would have young children that don't even have food to go to school. We wouldn't be able to put food on our tables. And ultimately, that would lead to a serious decline. I mean, apart from economics, we're talking about mortality rates increasing as well, Jody. So not diversifying the sector at the rate of which every other sector in the world is going towards could ultimately lead in a decline of our lovely island of Trinidad and Tobago.
And, you know, being on the front lines as well, when we see so many people, so many young kids being overweight, you go to the malls and you see what the parents are buying for them to eat and giving them to eat. And it's not that they want bad for the kids, but parents feel as if they are treating their kids, doing something good for their kids. It would be nicer, I think, as well, if we are able to provide education to people in different areas on healthy eating, healthy living, and that would improve their standard of life tremendously.
Yeah.
So, I hope that we do get to see that change. So, what are some of the other challenges that you are seeing in agriculture as a whole, or food security, being able to feed ourselves in Trinidad and Tobago?
Jody, before I touch on the challenge, I heard you mention something a little earlier, and this is something that's personal for me, because as a professional, especially in the health and wellness industry, we have seen, or I have seen, where parents, all right, we are feeding our kids to death. We are digging our graves with our teeth daily. We're not having proper nutritious or proper nutritious foods. We prefer the quick fix. We prefer something quick. Our soil, the depletion of our soil. I mean, we are in a crisis. Some of the challenges we face in Trinidad and Tobago is the heavy dependence, as I mentioned earlier, on the imported food. Hello?
We're here still, Jamel.
Okay, sorry. On imported food that contributes to a soaring import bill and rising levels of food insecurity, global shocks, geopolitical tensions, supply chain disruptions, and trade protectionism threatens our access to affordable food and compromise national resilience. So those are some of the challenges that we face. You know, part of our manifesto and our solution, we will transform the agriculture and agri-food sector into a cornerstone of economic and nutritional, which is very important, nutritional security. We will empower farmers, fishers, and agri-entrepreneurs through modernization, Jody, innovation, and support. Again, making farming and fishing profitable, sustainable, and attractive career paths. Because a lot of people see farming and agriculture as a traditional thing. They look at it as one of the lowest castes. And we need to understand that this is a very important sector in our society.
Well, Jamel, you know, I do hope that whatever is the result next week, that we make a push, we are make a firm commitment to bringing change to the industry. And as a young person, I know that you have your future ahead of you. I know that you're passionate, and I do hope that you are able to, in one way or another, help bring about change to your area particularly, and the country as a whole. Do you have any do you have any closing comments for our listeners before we end the show today?
Definitely, Jody. You know, absolutely, as we mentioned, you know, the agricultural industry and our food sector, people are tired of this dependency model. People want real jobs that they could own, food that they could afford, and a country that could feed itself, Jody. You see, agriculture is not just an industry, you know. It's a way to restore pride and purpose to our economy. And it's one of the only sectors where we can grow fast, export more, and hire thousands of young people. You see, this election will come down to who has the courage to restructure the economy. And I personally believe, and I know, that the Patriotic Front, with our manifesto, is the only party with a plan to make that happen without borrowing, taxing, or stalling. So, Jody, I just want to take this time to tell you thank you for having me on the show. I mean, I listen to the show very often. And, I mean, your submissions, your contributions are truly invaluable. So I want to say thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Trinidad and Tobago. And have a great and successful day, guys. Thank you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.